London. A United Nations panel has called on the UK government to suspend and renegotiate its recent agreement with Mauritius over the sovereignty of the Chagos Islands. The panel warns that the deal fails to protect the rights of the displaced Chagosian people. Signed last month, the UK-Mauritius agreement formally transferred sovereignty of the Indian Ocean archipelago to Mauritius but allowed Britain to retain its military presence on Diego Garcia, the largest of the islands and the site of a joint UK-US base. Under the deal, the UK will pay around £101 million annually for 99 years to operate the base. However, the unappointed expert said the agreement does not guarantee the Chagosians' right to return to their ancestral homeland, especially Diego Garcia, from which they were forcibly removed in the 1960s and 70s to make way for the military installation. The agreement appears to be at variance with the Chagosians' right to return and hinders their ability to access and preserve their cultural heritage, the panel wrote in a statement. It also criticized the £40 million trust fund meant to support the Chagosians, questioning whether it provides adequate reparations and access to cultural sites. The UK Foreign Office responded by stating the deal had been welcomed by international organizations, including the UN Secretary General, and that it reflected the importance of the islands to the Chagosian people. But the panel maintained that key aspects of the agreement fall short of international human rights standards. Shadow Foreign Secretary Dame Priti Patel joined the criticism, calling the agreement bad for British taxpayers and bad for the Chagosian people. She has introduced legislation in Parliament to block the deal, arguing that the voices of Chagosians have been ignored. Both the House of Commons and the House of Lords have until July 3 to oppose the ratification of the agreement.